It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock with Hunter. Yo. Yo, ho, ho, and a bottle. What? I don't know.
Ho.
Ho.
I got my Christmas decorations up, dude. It looks dandy.
Yeah, of course they're up because you didn't take them down from last year, you fucking bum.
You bum. No, they're not up. Yeah. They're not up yet. Yeah. But damn it, I really kind of do. I got a new train set last year, dude. I'm pumped.
You shove that train set right up. Anyway, folks, it is your After Show podcast, as always, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Your full service motorcycle repair shop. Big bikes, little bikes, loud bikes, quiet bikes. It don't matter. Gilson Cycle is going to get you fixed up. So hit them up, and we're going to hear a word from Gilson Cycle in a little bit. But let's get to it. It's time for facts and opinions. Fact number one, opinion number one. According to NASA, the Las Vegas Strip is the brightest spot on Earth from space. That's just such a that's such a weird sentence to say. You know, the fact that we can say, oh yeah, the brightest spot on our Earth from outer space is this area. That's just crazy to me.
What do you think number two? I bet you I know what number two is. It's got to be like Tokyo.
You think so?
That place is pretty lit up, too.
Yeah.
Dude, the strip is crazy, man, at night. I want to, like, dude,
New York's got to be pretty bright, too, I'm guessing, It's depressing to me. Can I'll be completely honest. Urban light, like, there's nothing worse than not being able to see the stars. And if you've never done, like, gotten really far out, like, away from the cities. Like, when we went to Yellowstone National Park, I could not believe how bright the night sky was with the stars. It was un-fucking believable.
Yeah, you see things that you typically don't see, man. That's why all the telescopes are out there up in the mountains, man.
God.
It is. You know what just recently happened, too, is a lot of people posting it that live in that right location, the Northern Lights.
Yeah.
Were just happening, dude. And oh my God, somebody posted a real-time video of what was going. Dude.
Yeah.
I had no idea. I thought it was just like a green haze that would, and is a green haze that hangs out a lot of the time. But this one, dude, it was like fucking swirling, moving in and out. It looked like, I don't know, like the first Mortal Kombat movie when they go to the outer world and the clouds start to come. Dude, it's incredible looking.
Yeah. Could you imagine being like, you know, if
the before, first guy,
like not the first, well, the first guy to see it, but like, just think about like the Native Americans, like, you know, no lights, none other than some campfires. You don't have any industrial light, no light pollution. You imagine looking up at the stars being like, what the fuck is that? You know, like they didn't know, you know, for the most part, you know.
What's going on, man? It's tripping me out. Yeah, the Northern Lights were crazy, man.
Yeah. Anyway.
Everybody needs to experience a little bit of nature in their life, you know? Put your damn fucking phone down for a second.
Don't get me wrong. You know, it's fun going to the big cities and all that, but the more I'm out in nature, the more I just realize that, God, it is just so much better out away from all the cities. It's so
There's
much
one
better.
Thing I notice when I go to Vegas, and I've been to Vegas like three times, two or three times in the past few years. Like every time I find myself looking around thinking, holy shit, look at all this fake stuff.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like fake stuff made to look like some of it is made to look natural, but like all the buildings and just, I don't know, the whole presence of it. I'm like, dude, this is all fake.
I remember reading somewhere in Taiwan or something like that. They were spray painting the grass green. One, the pollution is so bad, but they're spray painting the grass green. Dude, fuck that. Ugh. Yeah.
Just a weird fake city literally in the middle of a desert.
Concrete jungle, man. Concrete jungle.
That's wild.
What it is. Yep. Anyway, fact number two, opinion number two. Technically, a moment is 90 seconds. Moment debuted in the 1398 Oxford English Dictionary, and it says there are 40 in an hour, so that's 90 seconds each. But obviously, the definition has evolved to just mean a short amount of time. But technically, moment is 90 seconds. So if you say, give me a moment, you mean 90 seconds.
Oh, 90 seconds. All right.
The only planet in our solar, fact number three, by the way, the only planet in our solar system that is not named after a Roman god or goddess is Earth. Earth comes from an old English word, Eartha, which means ground.
You know what's weird? This fact comes up. Here's another thing. I was thinking about it the other night. Halloween. The moon was massive, dude.
Yep.
You're driving.
Blue moon. It was a blue moon on Halloween, too.
Blue. And I was thinking, I'm like, oh, yeah, check out the moon. The moon. I'm like, what? I didn't do it. You know what? Type this in, Brock. What is the moon? What is the real name of the moon? Is it just called the moon? Or does it have like the, you know, Moon Siri 165212 or something?
Luna.
You know what I'm saying?
It's called Latin, Luna? Our satellite's name is Luna because a significant chunk of Earth English comes from Latin, many terms associated. It's a lunar. Oh, yeah, because if it's a lunar, so Luna is the name of the moon. Or why Luna. Doesn't the moon have a name?
I don't know why I thought of that, but I'm like, dude, it can't just be moon, because there's moons everywhere. Saturn's got moons. Jupiter's got moons.
So, here you go. Yep, and they all have different names.
Those all have names.
Earth's moon does have a name. In English, it's moon. The word moon is Proto-Germanic in origin, deriving from a similar-sounding word that came into use a few thousand years ago in Northern Europe. For most of human history, they didn't need to be more specific terms to differentiate our moon from other moons in orbit and other planets and solar systems, and we don't have any other moons. Until Galileo discovered that Jupiter had moons in 1610, which is also fucking crazy. 1610, Galileo found out that Jupiter had moons. People thought that the moon was the only moon that existed. NASA's lunar and after other moons were discovered, they were given different names so the people not confuse them with each other. Yeah.
Poor moon. Doesn't even have a name.
Well, why don't we start a Kickstarter to name the moon?
I think we should.
Yeah.
Because it
Moony
McMoon's
face.
Like,
that's what we'll call it.
Moony McMoon. You know, that's kind of seems kind of lazy on our part.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, but it did come from a word. And the only reason it has that. So really, that was the first name. And then we just named other ones because we didn't want to confuse it with our moon. So really, moon is the OG.
Moon is the OG, but what we should have done then is just named the other moons or something else. You know, like, that's the moon. This is Earth. This is the moon. This is Saturn with their, I don't know, what?
That's what we did do, though. What
we just said moon. Well, we say like moon, and then we throw a number on it. I think we
moon like one, moon two, moon A.
Right.
Moon B, moon C. That would be confusing. That would be confusing. Mm-hmm. You're making it harder.
I don't know. But it was. I was like really thinking about it the other night. I'm like, is it really just called the moon?
Yeah, just the moon. Moon, 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 moon.
Moo.
Fact number four, opinion number four. The busiest day of the year for KFC is Mother's Day. I feel like we've been talking about KFC a lot. I don't know why, but...
Yeah. They must be putting some promotional dollars in somewhere.
Like, don't worry, Mom. You don't have to cook. We're going to go get KFC. Perfect.
Hey, if anybody from KFC is listening, include the sauce, include the silverware, napkins, a straw for your drink. Do it.
Nah, you don't need that stuff.
Came out of that place the other day with like a fucking chicken tender in a box, dude. That was it. They were happy about giving that to me, dude.
I
want people
honest,
to go back.
We got KFC not terribly long ago, and they've lost a step. I'll be completely honest. I just think that they're just mass producing too much chicken. They need to go back to just the buckets of chicken. They need to go back to just the biscuits and the mashed potatoes, because all the other shit they're putting on, the buckets of chicken are suffering. I got some of the original recipe, and it was so fucking greasy, dude.
It's greasy.
So greasy.
I don't know. I'm going to call one certain KFC out, and I'm not going to say the name of it or where it's located, but it's near us. I'll tell you that much. It's near us, because I went to a KFC out of town the other day, and it was fucking fantastic.
Now, was
every
it,
part
was
of
it,
that meal was great.
Was it, or was it just mentally you've already shut out this KFC that's near us?
No. 100%. 100%. It was night and day different.
Yeah, yeah.
Get your shit together. For God's sakes, quit being lazy.
I tell you what, my shit is never together after I eat KFC. Good Lord. Shit through a screen door, not hit a wire, man.
So I'm not busted on KFC, just the certain just location certain that is near us.
Yeah. Around the corner. Anyway.
All right.
before you get more mad at KFC. Fact number five, opinion number five. Orson Welles, his final role was as a voice actor in the animated film Transformers the Movie, which came out in 1986. He did the voice of an evil robot who could transform into a planet.
Oh.
Yeah. Orson Welles was a big fella.
I am Optimus Prime.
He wasn't Optimus Prime.
No, he was. Who was he?
I don't know.
We are here. Yeah, we are waiting.
He was a big fella. He got real big at the end of his life there.
I had that Transformer voice, dude.
Yeah.
He was born with the cube.
He was born in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Huh? How about that?
That's why he's a fatty.
Big old fatty.
Bunch of fatties over there. Cheese. And
oh, he was married beer. To Rita Hayworth. Nice. She was a babe back in the day.
Yeah. Would she blow up too?
I don't think so. I don't think she lived long enough. I don't think she lived long enough to blow up.
What does that matter?
She died in 87. Huh. Anyway. Okay, yeah, then. All right. Beautiful. Nailed it.
Not bad.
God, she was married 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five times. I love Wikipedia. Dude, I could spend hours just clicking, going down the Wikipedia rabbit hole.
You know, all right, let's end it with that fact. She was married 5 times. Yeah. Have you ever thought about this too, Brock? How the fuck do people get married 5 times?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Aren't you on your third and then third, you know, and you're like, you know what, maybe I should just be alone. Like, at what point do you look at yourself and you're like,
yeah,
maybe it's me, you know?
Yeah.
And why would you marry somebody that has been previously married 5 times?
Yeah.
You're the moron. What are you doing?
Well, and see, like, too,
I have no idea.
I tell you what, honestly, let's say things don't work out with Kiki and I, or God forbid she dies tragically, whatever. I could maybe see myself getting married one more time, but after two, like third time, like I just date. You don't need to get married at that point. I don't know.
It's certain scenarios. You're absolutely like death and blah, blah. Yeah, I understand that for sure. If you're getting remarried because somebody passed. But if things just didn't work out 5 times, dude, you need to really evaluate things. What's going on? Is it you?
There are some women out there that don't mind getting married, popping out some kids, and then cashing those fucking alimony and child support checks. Jesus Christ.
That'd be a lot to do with it. The ladies who get half the money.
I don't want to be sexist here and say that it's all women, but you'd be hard pressed to find more men that are cashing child support checks. No, it's you see a lot of women that, oh, I got, you know, 4 kids from 3 marriages and they're just cashing checks left and right from all those different husbands for child support. So
how can you live your life like that?
It's
like
pretty,
morally.
It's
like
pretty
how do you
easy.
Sleep at night?
Yeah, most of those people don't have morals. That's not really their moral compass is fucking broken and in the trash. So anyway, that's a conversation for a different day. That's going to do it for the Plan B After Show podcast. We appreciate you hanging out.
Damn gold diggers.
Gold digger. I ain't saying she a gold digger. We will see you next time with more facts and more opinions. Here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit. All right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.